Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
Okay, we got Brown Sugar on the phone. Brown Sugar, did you like the Harry Potter books? Did you ever see the movies? You liked it?
I liked the movies, yeah.
Did you hear about the school that's banning Harry Potter books? Their students aren't allowed to read them.
Well, that's kind of stupid, don't you think?
Well, I think it's silly because that's like the one book kids actually want to read. But they're saying it's because the spells in the book are actual
fairly
spells.
Dark, yeah.
No, they're actual spells.
Oh.
That's what they're saying. I don't know if it's true. Like, I've tried the, like, Ingardium Leviosa, and nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Ryder turned into a pig!
Yeah, you know how I knew you were a big fan?
How?
Your Twitter handle. Aren't you at Harry Squatter?
Wow.
Sugar. It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. I love birthdays. I really do. Just a reason to celebrate. Life can be so, like, boring, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I felt that way yesterday on social media with the amount of pictures I saw of kids' first day back at school. And I know that a lot of people complain about it.
Why would they complain about it?
It's
I love
just,
it.
Yeah, like we
their
need...
Their outfits? Oh.
We need more positivity in the world,
and
right?
They're holding up their little signs. It's like what they want to be when they're older, and all of them say teacher, and it's like, come on, you just thought of that because you're thinking about school. Just kidding.
Kissing ass. All right, so you've put together a little something.
Yeah, I mean, every day we look at like what we talked about on the show that day, and we'll save funny clips and stuff, so it's easy to just put a bunch of funny stuff together. So you're the star today. Happy birthday. Here are some awesome moments of Ryder on the radio.
Let's be honest, the recorder doesn't get enough love. You're welcome. Hey, what's up?
Living the dream, you?
Oh, pretty good, thanks, you.
What?
Nothing. Hello? Yeah, no, you got through already there, bud. Yeah. Hello, I've already...
Hey, can I request a song?
Yeah, dude, can I just put you on hold for a second?
Yeah, no problem.
And that you be reminded that for me, it is no never mind, I'm
no, fine. Someone like you. Wish nothing but the best. For you to forget me, I beg. I remember you said that it's a last love, but sometimes.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Big Adele fan, or?
Sure.
Can you please make a shout out to my good grandma? She's turning 88 today, and it was her birthday.
Okay, what's her name?
Emily.
Emily! We'd like to wish you a happy birthday! How was that?
Pretty good.
Because 88-year-olds are a little bit hard of hearing, that's why I had to yell.
Yeah.
Your granddaughter loves you very, very much!
Yeah, thank you.
Did you download the new iOS 7? OMG, don't.
No?
No, it's awful.
No, I was saying no to a grown man saying OMG.
Yeah.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Power 107.
You have a poem for me?
I'm really nervous. My hands are sweating.
Okay, do you want a little music for it?
Yeah.
How's this? If it wasn't my birthday, it would be weird.
It would be super weird. It's still kind of weird.
Okay.
Dear Ryder, you aren't scary like a spider. When you make jokes on the radio, sometimes I laugh so hard I cry, dear.
Oh,
you're a great dad and a comforting friend. I can always count on you when I want to go on a bend. Your style is cool and you have the nicest long lashes. When November comes around, you have some dynamite stashes.
Thank you.
You're 37 now, but will you live to see 38 the way things are going? I don't know. Oh. Ooh, that sounded good. Wow, that sounds just like that song.
No, but like things have been going fairly well. I live in like a safe neighborhood. I eat well. I don't quite understand. You think going out is expensive here, which it is expensive
here. It's so expensive. Even to just go for brunch with your friends, it's like, why was that $80?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right, because I had six mimosas. Just kidding.
Okay, so they did some stats based on if you take one other person out with you and you have dinner, a bottle of wine, and go to a movie. And they came up with how much that costs in different areas of the world. We crunched the numbers here and figured that's about $120 to $130 bucks to do that in Edmonton. In comparison, though, there's some places that you may not want to travel if you don't want to pay more than that for that combination.
It's not that bad here.
New York City tops the list. $297 American for dinner.
What's that Canadian? $400.
I'd say $420 probably.
Ew.
Yeah. So just I would celebrate $420 if you're in New York instead, and that'll only cost you about, I don't know, $5 to $10.
Yeah, go hit up a pizza slice vendor. You're fine.
Well, there you go. Now you're at $20. The average as far as North American wide equals out to $102. The cheapest date can be found in South Dakota.
Okay.
At $38.
Books a ticket to get a date. Like, honestly. Well, if you're listening right now and you're like, I can't afford to take someone out on a date. That's why I don't write them back on dating apps. Because that's the number one complaint between my single girlfriends and I is like, you talk to a guy, but then they don't actually take you out.
Well, that's because they're married.
Maybe. Honestly.
Yeah.
Or they have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Legit. No, but there's nothing wrong with going out to a place that has specials that night.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, go for wing night.
It's sexy if you're frugal.
Totally.
I think so.
Well, and here, I have a tip for anybody that's looking at date night. Girls love kids' meals, right?
I love chicken strips.
See? So, right now at Boston Pizza.
By the way, this is not a hashtag ad. This is not a sponsor.
No. They have five kid meals for $5. You buy the card and all that money's donated, which I really like that move by BP's. And you can go on five dates with a girl. I mean, like, you get a meal, but then just get her the fingers. I hope we'll see you in the club with us. Hudson's on White Ave on Friday night. We're going to be tearing it up.
Yep.
We just talked to our birthday girl. Big 30th birthday today.
Yes. Listener Celeste has turned 30 today as well.
So we're sending this one out to her, too. Go,
go, go. Now, I Googled, what is the definition of a dad joke?
Right, because I often see people being like, oh, my dad had the funniest dad joke, but it was just a joke. And to me, dad jokes have to be like a little more corny.
They have to be lame. So the definition says an unoriginal or unfunny joke of type supposedly told by middle-aged or older men. So usually a corny joke that involves play on words or puns.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a top six list of some of your best moments on air.
Let's get from six to three right now.
The first joke is about Hamburg, Germany.
Hey, Ryder. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have an answer for us as to why they call them hamburgers?
I do, because the style of ground beef patty originated in Hamburg, Germany.
Oh.
So there you go.
Why are we doing that? That's a cool town, but I prefer bacon double cheeseburg Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I love his reaction. Like, that's how people react to dad jokes.
Right.
In fifth place, this joke is about the Jonas Brothers. Ryder, which one's your favorite Jonas Brother?
Probably Jonas.
Jonas Jonas.
Just a short quickie, all right.
In fourth place, a joke about baseball.
A Major League Baseball umpire was jogging over one of the bridges in Pittsburgh before a Pirates game when he saw a woman who was about to jump off the bridge. He managed to wrap his arms around her and convince her not to jump before police arrived. And then, you know what I think he probably said afterwards? You're safe!
So dark. So in third place, this joke was about birth control.
Well, British scientists are trying to make a male birth control.
Okay.
And you can take it like right before doing it.
Really? So yeah, like right after I pay?
What?
That one caught you off guard.
It really did.
You know what caught me off guard about some of these clips?
What?
How young you sound in them. Like, you sound so youthful.
Okay. You're the one that is older today. Back off. In second place for Ryder's top dad jokes, this is about my sweatpants.
When I used to wear sweatpants that said cutie pie across the butt, maybe that's just what I thought. I bet the guys I walked past were like, ugh.
More like apple pie. No, I'm totally kidding.
Amazing.
It's a good thing you laugh at those.
It's true.
All it would take is for you to not laugh at like one of like that, and I'd be gone.
You would not have a job.
No.
I thought it was funny. And in first place, this joke is about the very famous Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa is getting body shamed because he doesn't look like Aquaman anymore. He looks like just a really, really in shape dude.
They're saying that it's dad bod, more like daddy bod. I'll call him daddy.
Hey,
like, he looks
calm down.
So good.
If that's a dad bod, I've got like a great grandpa bod. You know what I think the problem is?
What?
He's been drinking too many Jason Mimosas. And there is the top six dad jokes.
And guess what? With age, they're only going to get worse.
Yep.
So yep.
You can look forward to that, everyone. It's nice that summer waited until now when everybody's busy again to be summer.
Yep. I already put all my shorts away. Just kidding. I never took them out.
Yeah, I haven't been able to wear my thong all summer. 7 phrases that guys can't get enough of.
Yeah.
All right. These are submitted by dudes. Things that their significant others do that they just eat
love.
Up.
Okay.
Thank you is the first phrase. This is submitted from Kevin. These two words mean everything. I have buddies who complain that their wives nag them for what they don't do, and I always think of how much more effective it would be if those women would appreciate the things their husbands do. When I hear thank you, even for something little like taking the trash out, I always remember to do it again.
Really? I always thought guys just like aren't listening ever. So if I were to say thank you, did they hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Next.
Next. Our child loves you so much is the phrase. This was submitted by Charles. He said, my wife recently said that our 3-year-old's eyes light up when I come home. And it totally made my day and gets me excited or even more excited to get home every day.
That's nice.
That one goes a long way. Remember when is the next phrase submitted by John, who's 34. He said, my fiance has an amazing memory. It shows me that she's really paying attention to me and being reminded of our greatest hits always makes me feel so lucky when getting married.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to write that one down. Because I have a terrible memory, and then I'll have to write down every single thing.
All the memories. Right. You look nice today. That's from Jeff. He said, especially on a random weekday morning, reminds me that she still finds me attractive after all our years together.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice when they're not wearing a t-shirt they got for free out of a beer box. So girls are going to notice that. They're going to say something.
Dinner's on me tonight. Dawn says, my wife and I have a joint bank account, but we also maintain separate ones, and occasionally treating each other keeps the romance alive. Bill says, my coworker is so jealous of the awesome steak you made last week is a phrase that he can't get enough of. That's pretty specific, but just
but
knowing...
guys like to cook. They like to get on the grill.
That
so you want to compliment the food.
How he worded it was knowing other women, even if they're like 60-something women that my wife works with, are jealous that she's with me stokes my ego. So things like complimenting them. Anyway, and finally, I miss you. This one's from Peter. He said, when my wife texts me this, even if it's just when we're both at work, I'm reminded that she doesn't take me for granted.
That's nice.
So pretty much dudes love having their egos stoked.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got out of that.
Pump the tires. This text says, one of my friends thought BMW stood for British Motor Works. We all looked at her like, are you kidding me?
Okay, but at the same time, who really knows? Like, I Googled it and I was like, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Bearish Motor. Oh, okay. Translated into English, Bavarian Motor Works. Got it. Would have never known that. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know if I knew either when I saw that text come in. This one I definitely knew, though. It says, back when I was in high school, a girl in my social class asked why Hitler was so bad and why didn't anybody try to stop him as we were learning about World War II. Well, everyone tried to stop him for a very long time, and then we managed to. I guess like he kind of stopped himself a little bit, right?
We always have those moments where we say something or maybe we do something that's a little dumb.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I was driving with one of my friends once and...
oh, God. Is she's this like, the air conditioning?
Yeah. I was like, oh, there's something weird about every car I purchase. Like the air conditioning and the heat just like don't cooperate at all whatsoever. And it was in the middle of the summer. And I was like, I just can't get my car cold. And she hit the little snowflake
AC button, yeah.
The snowflake. And I was like, no, that means defrost. So like all winter I was driving with air conditioning on. And then all summer I was driving without the air conditioning. Like just a terrible moment in my life.
You got a story for us?
Oh, it was hilarious. We're just sitting around watching TV, minding our business. Started talking about chocolate milk. And they said, it comes from brown cows. I'm like, wait. You don't actually believe chocolate milk comes from brown cows. He's like, no, where else does it come from, Mark? And I'm like, so you're saying back in the day, the Knights of the Round Table, they were swigging back chocolate milk? How else do you think it's made, Mark? I'm like, they add chocolate to milk. He's like, it was terrible.
There's like a crazy statistic in the States where people believe, still believe
it. It's like 35% of Americans feel like, I wonder what they think strawberry milk comes from.
That was the next question right after. Yeah. It was so funny because I was like, oh, when kids are growing up, like, you know, parents tell you this weird stuff, but they never tell you when it's wrong or true. So I'm thinking my kids are going to be messed up.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.